Jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald turned 75 this Sunday. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he listens to Fitzgerald far more than any other singer or musician these days, even when he should be listening to something else. He has an appreciation.
Ella Fitzgerald turns 75 Sunday, and I hope she sits around all day with her feet up on the good furniture while people tell her how terrific she is, or how terrific both Ellas are. It's almost like there are two Ella Fitzgeralds, either of which ranks among the great jazz artists ever. One is the singer of ballads and standards who always puts the song first. The other is the superhuman scat singer who remakes any tune into her own creation. Here's Fitzgerald in 1947.
Old lady, old lady.
That's the Ella Fitzgerald most people know, thanks to those old and much parodied Memorex commercials where she'd shatter glass with a high note. There is an air of stunt work about her virtuoso improvising and patented routines, but the thrills are always musical. Singing this fast isn't easy. Doing it in tune is amazing. By the way, that's from a good 2-CD survey of her Decca recordings from the late 30s to the mid-50s, called 75th Birthday Celebration. It's one of the many Ella reissues we're being blessed with this year, and since her Decca stuff has been hard to come by lately, it's especially welcome. But Fitzgerald's great period begins just after this, when she moved to the Verve label and began her series of songbook albums, each devoted to the work of a great American composer like Gershwin or Berlin. The crisp articulation she brings to scatting serves her well singing lyrics, too. And as she approached age 40, her vocal timbre deepened and became more attractive, till she possessed one of the most beautiful voices of any singer. If you want to hear a perfect marriage of voice and material, listen to either volume of her Harold Arlen songbook. That's as good as it gets. These lyrics are by Ira Gershwin.
The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up, the live long night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a one-man woman looking for the man that got away.
It's no wonder Harold Arlen loved the way Fitzgerald sang his tunes, even on other occasions when she'd tinker with the melody. Ella knows the first rule in such cases is to do no harm, and her changes tend to enrich a tune or make it more lilting. Now, you might expect a singer of such formidable talent to be full of self-importance, but Ella Fitzgerald doesn't take herself too seriously. Here she is at a Berlin concert in 1960, blanking out on the words to a current pop hit.
Someone sneaking. Round the corner.
probably safe to say Ella Fitzgerald is America's most beloved entertainer. Who's the competition? Bob Hope? Tom Arnold? Come on. Speaking for all Americans, Ms. Fitzgerald, we love you. Happy birthday.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic in New York. There are two new Ella Fitzgerald reissues, the 75th birthday celebration, the Decca recordings on GRP, and First Lady of Song on Verve. I'm Terry Gross.
Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton gone and singing. If the boys are bopping, ain't no need in stopping. Disket attached, I lost my hella basket. Bop, beep, beep, bada you do be you. We heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we greeted you with round applause. What a great ovation your interpretation, Bob Dilly-Do, would do. Listen, Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you